Tess here. I've always had problems sleeping, and once I fall asleep, I couldn't stay asleep. I searched Getting to Sleep ASAP. So check this out. Sleep ASAP is a real product by Nutristrips. It's not a pill or drug. It's this amazing little thin strip you put right on your tongue, and it activates immediately. Tastes great, too. Best night's sleep ever.
Go to mysleepasap.com and discover how you can try a full month supply free. That's mysleepasap.com.
Tess here. I've always had problems sleeping. And once I fall asleep, I couldn't stay asleep. I searched Getting to Sleep ASAP. So check this out. Sleep ASAP is a real product by Nutristrips. It's not a pill or drug. It's this amazing little thin strip you put right on your tongue, and it activates immediately. Tastes great, too. Best night's sleep ever.
Go to mysleepasap.com and discover how you can try a full month supply free. That's mysleepasap.com.
Carl Eller, Pro Football Hall of Famer, and he's credited as the Vikings' all-time sack leader, 130 and a half, with the Vikings, but had more with the Seahawks as he wrapped up his career, is also considered one of the best defensive ends in Vikings franchise history. He played for the Minnesota Golden Gophers, so he stayed home. Four Super Bowls, all of them losses, also played in an NFL championship that predated the Super Bowl era. A member of the famed Purple People Eaters. I had a chance to catch up with him when he was on Radio Row, and it was really neat to be able to hear him. But also, I think it's a stark reminder of how age catches up with us and how the game does, in fact, take a toll. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Carl, are you wearing your gold jacket today? Because that's what I want to know.
I actually have on my gold jacket today. I'm looking pretty spiffy, actually. I got my jacket on, a purple tie, and a purple Dodgers or striped shirt, and so I'm looking pretty fancy.
You are the first purple people eater that I have ever spoken to, Carl, and I have to tell you, I've been watching some of your videos from the 1960s. The video was obviously different. The skill is still there, so what was it like to be part of that incredible unit in NFL history?
That was a great time of my career. I think it was just a fantastic time for me. It's hard to pinpoint because my career was kind of really just a dream in itself, you know, making all the awards and all the honors that I achieved during my playing days. And now I'm getting the chance to revisit or relive some of those days with the players that played during my time. And that's been just heartwarming for me, really a treasure. So I'm very thankful and grateful for that.
You're a member of the Minnesota Vikings for years, obviously, after going to the University of Minnesota. So you chose to stay there. What's special about being a Viking and those fans in that fan base?
I wanted to be a Viking because I thought they were still a relative new team in those days. And I felt I had a chance to play soon, if not right away. And there was just an attraction there. And, of course, I got drafted in the American Football League, too, by another team. And it was not just one NFL. It was like the American Football Conference, too. So I figured I wanted to stay in the National Football League, which it was at that time.
You also played in four Super Bowls, right? What do you remember about those games?
It's hard to say that the teams who play, obviously they were really good teams, but we're not sure how good they were. They were excellent teams. And we played Kansas City. We played Miami, which was the undefeated season. And we played the Steelers, which was a great team, and the Oakland Raiders. And all those teams were really at their peak when we met them in the Super Bowl. And the games were close, unless they're in a touchdown or a score between the winners and the losers. But we just couldn't get that game under our belts as a win game for us. So, you know, it's one of the things I regret about my career. But everything else, I think, was just a great honor.
We're spending a few minutes with Carl Eller, one of the best defensive ends in NFL history. And he was part of the Purple People Eaters and inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2004. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Carl, that induction into the Hall of Fame, obviously special and puts you in a very elite group. What does that mean to you to be part of that Hall of Fame tradition?
It has an unfathomable meaning because it means everything. That's the highest you can go. It's like I've got a chance to be the best. Credits me for being one of the best, which is you have the judges, media people, they make the judgment on that as a reward, an honor that I'm very, very proud of, and being a recipient of it. But I have a good career record from my high school all the way through college and all the way up through pros. So it's really good to see that continue and to be honored in such a capacity.
Yeah, your list of honors goes on and on. I can't even get to all of them. The Defensive Player of the Year in 1971, credited as the Vikings' all-time sack leader, 130.5. I saw a highlight, Carl, of you scoring your only career touchdown. Do you remember that moment?
Oh, yes, I do. Of course I do. The first career. And I think I only scored that one touchdown or maybe one to two more during the 15-year career with the Minnesota Vikings.
I understand when you were done with football that it was important to you to work as a drug and alcohol counselor. You became licensed and you had some different substance abuse clinics that you worked for and with in the Twin Cities. Why was that so important to you?
Well, the reason that was important for me is because I had a few problems of that sort of my own experience. And so to keep not only just football players, but I work for the general public. But, it's something that happens. And so I needed some professional help there. And after I got help, I thought that it would be important for me to let other people know to really not get started because it can sneak up on you things like addictions or losing some of the intentions you have when you were younger or just sneak up on you without you even knowing. So it took some professional help, to get rid of all that and start my life all of us over again.
I'm so glad you're able to pass on that assistance to other people. And I know that that's one of the reasons why you're on Radio Row, working with the Gridiron Greats Assistance Fund. Again, coming from a different era in football, why is this so important for players who previously played the game?
Well, it's important because some of the things that they have or injuries or medical needs that they have really don't show up while they're playing. And so when the importance of it is to take care of retired players that have played the game, particularly when I did, and now maybe there's some of the injuries that are showing up, maybe it's a leg or knee, whatever it is, and now they have travel expenses or they have something else that they need. It's not getting covered by, the new health plan that the NFL has or something else. So this is what the Players Assistance does for them. Helps them out. The Paul Ryan Assistance Fund helps them cover their expenses for other kinds of things that they need.
Those pork rinds are delicious, aren't they?
They sure are. We had a couple of snacks with them earlier today, and boy, they were delicious. Guys enjoyed them. So, yes, they're fun to eat, and you can find them at your local store. Plus, you can end the book rhymes of shipping to you. And just if you need more information, go to Pork Rhymes Assistance Fund and .com, and you'll find the other information. But thank you very much. It's really been a pleasure to just talk about my past career, the life of these other players.
Thank you, Carl. It's such an honor to speak with you. Congratulations on an incredible career, and I hope that you enjoy the rest of your time there.
I will. Thank you very much, Joseph. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
along with Hall of Famer Carl Eller, the vice president of Rudolph Foods, who is behind Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds, and my involvement, which is always fun and a privilege for me, also on Radio Row. Mark, what have you learned after all these years spending time with the Hall of Famers, watching them operate, and then watching them together on Radio Row?
You know, what I've learned is that, like, when I was playing football, some of the guys that gave me my best hits also were the ones that extended a hand to help me up. And what I've learned about these guys, no matter how mortal enemies that might be on the field, they have an amazing kinship, an amazing friendship, and their willingness to help each other is unparalleled by anything I've ever seen. And it just helps us all remember, you know, a helping hand makes you feel better. Not just the person you're helping up, but the person doing the helping. It's just a wonderful thing to be able to do.
Is that why it's so important for Rudolph Foods to be involved with the Gridiron Greats?
Absolutely. You know, we've got the real heroes at Rudolph Foods aren't me or Rich or any of the executives. The real heroes at Rudolph Foods are the people that made bags during COVID. You know, you can't make a bag of pork rinds from your home in your sweatpants. All right? You've got to be in there working that fryer. And the people that were so ingenious and so incredibly devoted to keeping America fed are like these guys here. I mean, think about what they went through to keep playing the game and keep us entertained. I just think it's a great brotherhood and teamwork that both our team showed and this team continues to show at the Gridiron Greats. It's just a real inspiration to all of us. Plus, our employees just really get a big kick out of this.
I know it's spearheaded by Mike Ditka, and then there's so many different Hall of Famers that work together. And as someone who appreciates the game of football, how neat is it to see these guys interact with one another?
Oh, my goodness. When you're after the event and you're hanging out with John Riggins and Jack Youngblood, who like to kill each other on the field, but see their real friendship, it once again just reminds you that we're all people. And that no matter what your background, no matter what team you played for, there can be some really depth and wonderful friendships developed. And it's fun to watch these guys and their wives, Amy. Mm-hmm. The other biggest thing that surprised me is the camaraderie of all these wives. It's like a separate club, NFL players' wives.
And yet when you talk to them, especially the players who go back to the 60s, even pre-Super Bowl era, the 70s as well, some of these guys are really struggling because it's just not the same in terms of the benefits that they have today.
Oh, my gosh. Since 15 years ago, we've helped over 2,700 players. And the help we give is that Karen and the staff at the Gridiron Greats provide are things you don't think of. Let's say you live in a small town in Iowa, but the only place for you to get help with a problem that developed 20 years after you played is the Mayo Clinic. Well, you may have health insurance, but how do you get to the Mayo Clinic? That's the gap that coach fills, doing what it takes to get the players the help they need, even to the point of arranging for the medical visits, arranging for those doctor referrals. It's just unbelievable how many people need help. 27. Everybody thinks once you hit the NFL, all your dreams come true. And Amy, you know, that's not true.
Mark Singleton is a VP with Rudolph Foods, and we're so excited to connect with him again on Radio Row, though he's an avid listener to After Hours, so I hear from him and we stay in touch throughout the year, which I really appreciate. Coming up, we've got your 14th annual Pork Rinds Appreciation Day. What does that mean and how does that tie in, Mark?
Well, you know, what goes better on the biggest pigskin holiday of the year than pigskin? One of the ways that we get to support this great group is by selling our product, and we've been making it since 1955. We're still family owned, and if people go to our website at porkrinds.com or www.southernrecipe.com, they'll find hundreds of recipes to cook with during their feeding their family this Sunday for the big game, including my new favorite, Amy, and I'm not making this up, meat muffins.
What? Meat
yes.
muffins?
Meat muffins. It's on our website. It is the very best recipe we've ever come up with. It is unbelievable. You will thrill your friends and family with meat muffins.
Okay, so I have to try meat muffins, but I still need to try blackberry habanero. I've not been able to find it, so that's the one that I really want to try.
Amy, I only have one superpower, and consider your wish granted.
Speaking of the big game, so Pork Rind Appreciation Day coincides with Super Bowl Sunday, and you get to go. You're going to attend the game in Glendale?
I am. You know, we advertise with CBS Sports. We sponsor the pregame show for the Super Bowl, and we are so excited to be there at the game this year.
Once again, it's SouthernRecipeSmallBatch.com. Mark is a VP with Rudolph Foods, but just as importantly, it's the Gridiron Greats Assistance Fund that benefits to try to help out some of these players from different eras. I can hear your giddiness through the phone, Mark. I love it.
Well, our Sacks for Snack, one of your listeners can win. Once again, if they guess their winning team, how many sacks they'll get, they could win $5,000 in a year's supply of pork rinds.
Boom. It's always good to connect with you. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes. Have fun. Enjoy the game, and we will talk again soon.
Amy, thank you so much. Good to be with you up all night.
Tess here. I've always had problems sleeping, and once I fall asleep, I couldn't stay asleep. I searched Getting to Sleep ASAP. So check this out. Sleep ASAP is a real product by Nutristrips. It's not a pill or drug. It's this amazing little thin strip you put right on your tongue, and it activates immediately. Tastes great, too. Best night's sleep ever.
Go to MySleepASAP.com and discover how you can try a full month's supply free. That's MySleepASAP.com.
Tess here. I've always had problems sleeping, and once I fall asleep, I couldn't stay asleep. I searched Getting to Sleep ASAP. So check this out. Sleep ASAP is a real product by Nutristrips. It's not a pill or drug. It's this amazing little thin strip you put right on your tongue, and it activates immediately. Tastes great, too. Best night's sleep ever.
Go to MySleepASAP.com and discover how you can try a full month's supply free. That's MySleepASAP.com.
Tess here. I've always had problems sleeping, and once I fall asleep, I couldn't stay asleep. I searched Getting to Sleep ASAP. So check this out. Sleep ASAP is a real product by Nutristrips. It's not a pill or drug. It's this amazing little thin strip you put right on your tongue, and it activates immediately. Tastes great, too. Best night's sleep ever.
Go to MySleepASAP.com and discover how you can try a full month's supply free. That's MySleepASAP.com.